To listen to this episode ad-free, visit patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, y'all. I'm sleeping at the studio tonight. Con Ed turned off my power, and they won't tell me why, so that's cool. I should have enough money in my account right now, but still. Can't help but think of that check the Sinclair sent to Rex. $800,000. It blows my mind how easy it is for terrible people to get that kind of money. And then to sit here, grinding away night after night, trying to do the right thing. Did you know that ads don't even cover our electricity? I had no idea. So like, finding that out the same week Quill tells me about an $800,000 gift to Rex? I don't know. Maybe someday we'll find a sponsor, but either way, it's just all so fucking backwards. The Patreon is saving our asses, though. I mean, without you, we wouldn't even be able to keep the mics on. You know, I'd rather have your support than anyone else's, so. Okay, sorry. Enough of that. So, this episode is a little bit of a departure. We're drawing on more of Elliot's poetry and a number of letters we found in the safe, and y'all, it's juicy. We also got our hands on some notes written by Genevieve, the eldest Van Tassel sister. It's been a minute since we've heard from her. She was with Viola and Loretta at the Windsor on the day of the fire. Now, before Loretta died, she took a stack of papers from Dalton's study. From what we understand, they scattered when Loretta fell. But Genevieve and Viola gathered what they could in the aftermath. That's where Dalton's ominous list of names comes from. Genevieve, as we've learned, spent a lot of time poring over the rest of the papers looking for clues. We're pretty sure Genevieve had rheumatic fever as a kid, and it looks like she spent a lot of her life in and out of the hospital. Roscoe, Sibylla's husband, was her doctor, but that's more relevant later. At any rate, here are the Van Tassel sisters in October of 1899. This is What Happened in Skinner.
Judy's making lemonade.
What is that?
I think it's a diagram of the lower part of the human neck. Look, it lines up with this piece here.
Ew. Nice find.
It's not even my best of the day. I finally got Spencer's Principles of Biology in, and voila.
So, Dalton had a textbook?
Evidently.
How's that relevant?
Well, that's what I've been grappling with. I'm sorting as I go, and there are a number of other things related to biology, even just in this pile. You can't help but wonder.
Yeah. So, wonder what?
Well, just looking through some of this, I wonder if he could be up to something more physical than spiritual.
I don't know that I'd call anything Dalton does spiritual.
True. But I mean, what if he isn't actually hexing anyone?
What? Of course he is.
How do you explain the vials?
Alchemy.
All right, but consider this. Filbert Stokes dies downtown in Dalton's company.
In a strange accident.
Then Edward Doyle dies in his study eating.
Also an accident.
As an assailant flees his house. What if he was trying to make them look like accidents? What if Dalton poisoned them?
What? Then why go to the trouble of all that?
Because he's a conceited bastard with a taste for the macabre. If he was prepared to kill anyway, it makes him look more powerful to do it with energy. Except, think about his lineage and his ascension ball. Could he actually accomplish that? Or would he need a little sleight of hand?
You didn't see the wounds on Mr. Doyle's neck.
You said they were large welts, right?
They were unnatural.
Well, they could have been added after the fact. Dramatic effect?
They didn't look like sleight of hand, Jenny. I don't know, it's just... Loretta saw something in his room. Something more...
I wish that... But Loretta took these papers. I know there wasn't much time, but I think we need to really consider all of them.
Yeah, fair.
The problem is, we have no idea what hexing looks like. Materials, markings, anything. Or how to rule it out. That's definitely not research I'm excited about doing.
Or maybe that's not the only kind of research we could do. If you really think Dalton's trying to hoodwink us, we'd better look into how that would work.
What do you have in mind?
Well, apparently, Mammy Fish is having some sort of French spiritualist introduce her guests to the beyond. It's happening tonight. Obviously, I turned it down, but I think my night just freed up.
Really?
Perfect way to investigate sleight of hand, don't you think?
Viola, these spiritualists are worse than charlatans. They manipulate vulnerable people.
Much like your Dalton, no?
Take notes. Good ones. Maybe bring someone with you.
If Mother asks, I've retired early.
Who the Fuck Killed My Sister is a darkly comedic murder mystery podcast telling the story of Quinn Reynolds, that's me, a reluctant true crime celebrity with a violent past. 1 year into investigating my sister's murder, I finally found my first major lead. Reigniting bitter feuds with the media.
What in the hell was this jury thinking, Tim?
That's a great question, Nancy.
Law enforcement.
Get down on your knees slowly.
And an unhinged group of conspiracy theorists.
We're here to make a citizen's arrest.
If any of you freaks come within 10 feet of me, you're getting maced.
Give me the zip ties. I can take her. I'm bathed in his blood.
Binge all 8 episodes now, wherever you get your podcasts, or at whothefuckkilledmysister.com to find out who the fuck killed my sister.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pleasant after the sun dips.
Well, it's even more pleasant on my settee if you'd like a nightcap.
Mr. Walker, my word.
This is exciting. I've never had the pleasure of attending one of Mrs. Stuyvesant Fish's famous soirees.
You won't have the pleasure tonight unless you're a masochist. Her toxic wit ruins more lives than a howitzer.
I can handle her.
Masochist?
Oh, it's something I recently read about. It's German.
What does it mean?
It's...
Elliot Johnson, are you turning red?
Viola?
Sexual pleasure from being abused or harmed.
And why are we reading about this?
And where were you reading about this?
I'm ringing the bell.
The bell won't save you. We have all night.
Welcome to the Fish residence. Please come in.
Thank you.
Viola von Tassel! And young Mr. Johnson, how grand to have you here.
Uh-oh, here she comes. Out of the frying pan.
I was worried we might have too much fun tonight, but your presence has allayed my fears of such an outcome.
Apologies that we're so out of place amongst your guests. Next time I won't forget grandmother's cane.
My sweet, my home is your home, with much nicer furnishings, of course. And who is this unique beauty?
Mammy Fish, this is our dear friend, Zareen Hedayati.
Thank you for your hospitality. Your home is stunning.
Apparently Mrs. Colton agrees, as she's already deposited 3 of my belongings into her handbag. She's behind her usual pace. I'd better go see if she's ill. Mrs. Colton, can I help you with that objet d'art?
Well, she's a character.
They call her the fun maker, ostensibly because of her parties, but I think she likes to make a different kind of fun. Drinks?
What the hell was that?
That, mesdames et messieurs, was the world beyond ours calling us to convene. The hour is upon us.
Illustrious guests and others, je vous présente Mademoiselle Berthe de la Meyronne.
Ooh, how exotic.
Miss Bertha Brown.
Well, when you say it that way.
Entrez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
How did she make that racket?
Look in the hallway. Apparently the world beyond knocked over the champagne buckets.
Someone upset the spirits. Spirits? Liquor?
No.
Sorry.
You should be. It's so dark. I can barely see anything.
Easier to hide the chicanery.
Please close the door. The seats are assigned. Please look for the placard with your name.
Maybe if you turn on the lights, we could see our names.
Elliot.
She wants us to sit in assigned seats so she knows where her victims are.
C'est très important you sit where assigned. You have been specially selected and seated due to your magnetic charge.
She couldn't have heard you from here, could she?
Each of you have a personal vibration, a magnetism, either negative or positive. Negatives are more psychically attuned, so we must space you accordingly. If I ask you to move during the proceedings, please do not argue.
Convenient.
Invité. I now ask you to join hands with the one next to you. We must form a tight circle. Connect our energies, our charge, to open the door to the spirit world.
Zareen, your hand is so warm.
I run hot.
Ow. Viola, your hand is so powerful.
I run strong.
Je vous appelle, les fantômes. Ouvrez la porte. Entrez dans notre royaume. Venez à moi. Venez à moi. Venez à moi. Dites-vous non, dites-vous non. J'appelle les fantômes, ouvrez la porte, entrez dans notre royaume. Venez à moi, venez à moi, venez à moi, dites vos noms, dites vos noms, dites vos noms.
They opened that door. Makes a cross breeze with the open window.
Exactly.
Oh! Please, do not remove your hands. We must not break the circle. Spirits, we hear you. We welcome you, we accept you. The dead are not gone. The dead are not forgotten. Speak to us. Speak to us now.
Her knees? Under the table?
Yeah, I think so.
Do not break the circle. It is not going to hold. It's not going to hold. We have to warn them.
What's not going to hold?
We have no time.
Warn who?
It's too much. Oh my God. He made a mistake.
We hear you. We're listening. Please tell us, who are you?
You know damn well who I am. Frick and I built this club together, and if we don't do something now, it'll be too late.
Flory? It's Ezra.
You're Ezra?
He worked with Mr. Frick to build the South Fork Club.
What's she talking about?
Get a horse at the stable and come with me. There's no time. Look at it. It's giving.
It can't be.
The South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club? The Country Retreat? The Carnegies, etc.?
Yeah?
You don't remember this?
Oh! Ezra! Dear Ezra! I can't believe it's him.
10 years ago, they built a club on top of an old dam, but they weakened it to make a road for their carriages, and it collapsed in a storm.
Come with me to Johnstown. We have to evacuate.
Ezra, it's me, Flory. Ezra, where are you? Are you okay?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania was directly downriver. 2,000 people drowned, entire families.
Do you hear the hooves?
What the devil?
Evacuate the town, get everyone out. The dam is breaking.
Ezra Hill died in the flood.
Ezra, did you... You tried to save them. You tried to help.
I did, my love.
Sheet metal.
Did you feel that?
It's raining inside. I'm all wet.
She must have help.
I tried to clear the town. I know I helped build that club, and damned if I was going to let the people in that town die.
Where is that water coming from?
Oh my gosh. I knew you were a hero in the end, my love. They said you were in the lake fishing, but I knew better. I knew you died a champion.
What a crock of bullshit.
Where is that water coming from? How are you doing this?
Viola, come, sit down.
Mademoiselle, you have disrupted the magnetic charge.
Ezra, please come back. Ezra!
Balance must be restored. You and your ami must go. Tout suite.
You're asking us to leave? What do you know about balance? What you're doing
Viola,
is...
Viola, sweet, let's go. We're tired.
Miss Von Tassel, dear girl, I think it best if you get some rest. I'll get you home in one of my carriages. Come, child.
What's going on? This is ridiculous. What a farce.
I know, Vi. Let's talk about it on our way home. Thank you for the offer, Mrs. Fish. I think we'll walk. It'll be good for us.
Take care of her, Mr. Johnson. She needs you both right now.
I don't need anyone.
Thank you, Mrs. Fish. When should we try to talk to her again? Oh, careful. Sorry.
Sorry.
What did she put in those cocktails?
Everything but the stove, apparently.
Easy. Here, take my arm.
Quite the gentleman.
Viola?
Ask her if she wants to talk about it.
She said she wants to be alone.
I can hear you both whispering about me.
We just want you to tell us what's going on.
Well, I want to be left alone.
Told you. Viola, can we please just talk?
Can I not ask for privacy?
I'm not saying you can't ask.
It really feels like it.
No, it feels like when we were 14 and you refused to tell me that I hurt
you. Both of you, stop. Viola, may I hold your hand for a moment?
All right.
What happened back there?
I don't know, all right?
It's okay. It's okay. We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm sorry.
What? You don't need to be sorry.
I'm just so fucking angry.
How come?
That poor widow really thought she was talking to her dead husband. And that woman didn't help her move on or make peace with it. She just dug in the fucking knife.
She was preying on her grief.
Right. It's disgusting. It's cruel.
Come here. Give me a hug. There, there.
She just wanted to... She just needed answers, not...
I know.
Not,
I know she did. I know. I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
How can we fix it, Vi?
Elliot, it's not something you've...
Help me stop him. No matter what. That's how.
Absolutely. Count me in.
Same here. No matter what.
Sorry, I'm such a handful.
Don't be ridiculous. Everyone cries.
Hell, I cry during Nickelodeon.
God, what would your father say?
Thank God it's dark in there. You're the only people I'd tell that to, you know.
Really?
Well, I don't have to perform with you two. And Viola, you don't have to perform with us.
Yeah. Come as you are.
Right, well, I will admit that the rain trick was impressive.
Yeah, how did they do that?
That was me. I spritzed you both with a spray bottle.
Can you imagine? Well, I should get back, but
What is it?
I don't particularly care to be alone tonight.
I can join you for a bit.
No.
What?
I want you to stay.
I'd like that.
Really?
Yeah, but the staff...
There's always the Waldorf.
Right now?
Shall I escort you over to the Waldorf, then?
That won't be necessary.
Right. I'll just see myself.
Elliot, I want you to come.
Really?
Yes. If...
Yeah.
Let's turn this night around, shall we?
Yeah, so that happened. Happy Valentine's Day, I guess. Anyways, hi. I had something else planned for this outro. I wanted to talk about Genevieve's theory for Dalton and whether Rex could also be killing people in normal, well, non-magical ways, or sending someone to do it, but making it look like hexing to increase his appearance of power and strike fear into the hearts of all that would oppose him. Which is still a big question on my mind. But I just got some news. I've been trying to get back in touch with Quill, the Sinclair's former assistant, to ask a few follow-up questions. I haven't heard anything from him since our interview in the last episode, but his roommate just reached out to me. Quill is dead. Apparently, he crawled out his apartment window to vape on the fire escape, as he was wont to do. Everyone in New York hangs out on their fire escapes, but it collapsed underneath him. He fell 6 stories to the sidewalk. I feel like we killed him. The whole point of this stupid podcast is to figure out what's going on and stop more people from dying. I know you all want to help us, and I appreciate that so much. But please be on your guard. I honestly don't know what to do. I know these aren't accidents. I know that. People on the Discord pointed out how weird that last Rex video was. It looked rushed. There was that slip at the end. Turns out he released that the same day Quill died, which was before we put out the interview. Look, I refuse to be intimidated. I don't know if that video was a threat, but whatever it was, we're not stopping. What Happened in Skinner is produced at Mazama VoiceOver Studios in New York City. This reenactment, starring Justine Katsonis, Evelyn Giovine, Leah Kambada, and Joseph Dean Anderson, and featuring Marla Singer, Jamie Gore Pollock, and Katrina Brown. Original music by Mitch Gardner. Thank you to everyone contributing on Patreon and participating in the Discord. Our show is funded by listeners like you. Join us at patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Antarctica. If I had known the truth, I never would have come here. It's a frozen hellscape at the bottom of the world. The Telders Corporation lured me here with promises of exploring the universe, but it's all lies. Now, I'm trapped at Station 151, hounded by a sadistic AI that's been stuck in my head and subjected to unimaginable experiments. I'm not sure who I am anymore, and no one is coming to help me. No one is coming.
Welcome to Station 151. If you're looking for a science fiction, psychological thriller with a hint of horror like John Carpenter's The Thing, Severance on Apple TV+, or Moon by director Duncan Jones, you'll love this podcast. Catch up on all episodes of Season 1, available now wherever you get your podcasts, including a mini-season and bonus episodes. New episodes of Season 2 drop every Tuesday, continuing the story where Season 1 left off.